All right, let's welcome in Miles Garrett, Fox 5 host and reporter. Miles, what are the vibes at Flowery Branch this week? How is this team responding from a long off week and getting ready to face one of the best teams in football?
Yeah, the vibes are obviously high. Obviously, you know, you got the red helmet game coming here. Both squads are going to be looking really good for this one. I'm really excited for the uniform matchup, but that's neither here nor there. The Falcons are very excited for this one, obviously. I mean, the primetime matchup, you know, building off the momentum from that Commanders win, starting this point at 2-2, I think is probably, you know, a fair assessment for where, you know, your confidence level was preseason, you know, going into this regular season as to, you know, how this team could look. Obviously there were some ones that you wanted to get back, but 2-2 at this point before the Bills, I think is a pretty good spot. The Falcons defense has been a bright spot. You get guys like AJ Terrell back. I think the bye week came at a good time for these guys.
What have you heard about the strategy to make sure Josh Allen doesn't run wild?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I don't think really any team has necessarily figured it out. The Falcons have obviously struggled a bit against quarterbacks who can use their legs, talking guys like Baker Mayfield, Bryce Young, Josh Allen probably is the best of anyone really in the NFL when it comes to doing that. So I think the big key for limiting him will be kind of containing him within the pocket. I don't think you want to see him ad-lib some plays from outside the pocket. That's what he does very, very well. The Falcons obviously have a pretty out defense, but you know, facing a guy like Josh Allen, it's a tough task. So I think that's going to be the key for them. The past defensive rankings are, you know, they are what they are. They're number one in total defense at this point. They're passing yardage versus rushing yardage, I think, you know, they're better at containing the pass at this point. So I think that's where you kind of contain Josh Allen in that pocket scenario, forcing him to stay in that zone. But again, like I said, it's the million-dollar question. No team has really figured it out. It's sort of that same argument you have when you go up against a guy like Patrick Mahomes. It's just there's no set blueprint on how to stop guys like that. So I think limiting the damage to the pocket is where that sweet spot is.
We know the Falcons obviously have a great running game in Bijan and Tyler, but James Cook is a beast of his own. This is going to be a tough test for a young but improving defensive line, Miles.
Yeah, for sure. And this goes back to, you know, I think it kind of goes back to the pass contain as well. Divine Diablo, I'm expecting to have a big game from an expectation standpoint. He's the guy that you kind of got to fill in this role of being that spy, whether that is James Cook or Josh Allen. That versatility he really brings. You really miss a presence like Troy Anderson in a game like this just because of his speed and his agility. I think Diablo is a guy that fits into that persona very well for this defense, and obviously containing a guy like James Cook. Look, I mean, the linebacking core itself has been fairly impressive, you know, and not only that, Zach Harrison as well, leading the team in sacks right now. It's going to be a front that I think has a good ability to contain James Cook. Again, it's not number one in rush defense. It's number one in pass defense, but their numbers are certainly respectable when it comes to that. James Cook, obviously one of the better backs in the league. So when it comes to that, I'm expecting a lot of spies on those guys and you know, watching the contain when, you know, you have those play action passes or those read options that they like to run so much. So definitely the linebacking group is a group that I'm going to be looking at as far as containing this offense, whether that is James Cook or Josh Allen.
Unless I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, please. I have not heard much mentioned this week about the kicking situation, so it appears Parker Romo gets at least another week.
Yeah, and again, if it's one of those scenarios where Romo performs well, you know, given the, and I know, you know, kickers can miss kicks, they, you know, depending on what scenario it is, but obviously being a home game, certainly much more pressure on him. But yes. For the time being, Parker Romo, it is his job to lose at this point. If there is another good week, I would say that it's his job for the remainder of the season. But then again, we said that after that Vikings game when he went 5-for-5 and then, you know, he missed a kick the very next week, a couple kicks against the Panthers. So no job is set in stone, but I would say if he has another good week like he did against the Commanders, then I would say that with fair certainty that it is his job for the remainder of the season, but certainly stranger things have happened.
What are the backup options? Darnell Mooney did not practice today, according to the team. What are the backup options there? Is it Casey Washington? Could we see a Kadarius Hodge? What do you think the main options are?
Yeah, Casey Washington has really been that guy, and you saw him week one step into that role. He had a couple injuries himself in that game, but he's back to full strength now, getting back from that concussion. Casey Washington, honestly, I think is one of the more underrated guys on this Falcons offense. Yes, he hasn't really had the reps necessarily, but seeing him in practice, seeing him in training camp, he has a very strong chemistry with Michael Penix Jr., he certainly looks to him a lot, at least in practice, is concerned. And we saw that a little bit that week one game. He has very reliable hands. He runs his routes really well. So I think the team is fairly confident in what they can get out of Casey Washington. But obviously, you know, it's not out of the woods yet that Mooney will play. But the fact that he didn't play today in practice, I think, kind of gives you caution as to what his availability might be for Monday. I think it's a safe bet that Casey Washington will step into that role.
What did Michael Penix Jr. have to say about the matchup? I know he spoke to the media today. How confident did he sound in the team's ability to get it done?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he gave the quarterback answers for sure. He is very confident in what his team can do. You know, he was very complimentary towards Josh Allen and, you know, what Drake May was able to do against that team as well. So, you know, without going into specifics, it's pretty much the basic answers that you'd come to expect out of a quarterback facing off against a team like the Bills, you know, talking about how special of a player that Josh is. Beyond that, you know, it's kind of your regular quarterback speak when it comes to a pregame prep. They treat every game basically the same. So he basically treated this press conference no different.
Before I let you go, how fast and what type of search do you think, just shifting gears here a little bit, talking with Miles Garrett, Fox 5, the Braves are going to go about for their next manager?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting question. Skip Schumacher, I think, was a guy that maybe this team had their eyes on, but Alex Anthopoulos is certainly not leaking any names when it comes to that. We spoke to him this past weekend, kind of at end of season press conference that he usually gives, and at that point, you know, that was Saturday morning, I believe. And at that point, he said that there is no candidate list at this time. He said that could certainly change within the hour, and maybe it has. But they're keeping those names very close to the chest. He mentioned some of the – he didn't mention specific names, but he mentioned he's seen some names online, whether that's, you know, folks in the media or other former players, that kind of thing, that are assuming who those guys might be. But according to him, at least last week, there is no list. Now, obviously, there are names that you're looking out for, guys like David Ross, Mark DeRosa, certainly names that have been around the rumor mill for this team. But as of right now, there is no official list. I would say right now that David Ross, though, is a personal favorite, just given the fact that he has managerial experience and the fact that he has a history with the Braves. It seems like they have a tendency to go to guys who have experience being with this ball club.
Whoever it is, this is just my opinion. I'm just wondering if you agree. I think they're going to go in a more modern approach, Miles. I think, you know, with Snit, he was obviously one of the last true gut managers out there. Obviously, the analytics were there for him, but I think, you know, you look at the teams that are left in the playoffs now, and it's all but the most heavily analytic teams in baseball.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And obviously a name I forgot as well, Walt Weiss. He's obviously another favorite. But I thought it was interesting. I don't remember where I saw it earlier today, but I think someone mentioned, you know, someone who could maybe relate to more younger players, that type of thing. And I think it was a post that Ronald Acuna Jr. actually liked. But all that considered, you know, it's something to definitely consider with the fact that this roster is fairly young. I mean, it's one of those, I feel like, 25 to 30 range. And obviously you've got some guys, some very promising prospects, mostly pitchers that are coming through. So you definitely want a guy who can relate to these guys. And, you know, that old way of thinking, you know, the Brian Snitkers of the world, the Walt Weisses of the world, maybe they're not looking for that, but at the same time, it's what the Braves usually do. So it's a question that we probably won't have answered until the interviews start coming.
Miles, appreciate the time as always. We'll check you out on Fox 5. We'll chat soon.
Sounds good, Terrell. See ya.